Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Let's review other verses of the Quran that indicate to the notion of imama or some of the traits of the imams. The verse of Surah Nisa says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ati'ullaha wa ati'ur rasula wa ulil amri minkum fa in tanaza'tum fi shay'in farudduhu ila Allahi war rasul in kuntum tu'minuna billahi wal yawmil akhir. Dhalika khayrun wa ahsanu ta'wila. Now, in order to understand this verse, it is very important to really understand the meaning of the word ita'a and its usage in the Quran. And with a proper understanding of the word, which is central to the verse, it becomes very clear that the ulul amr, or the people of authority that the verse tells us to obey unconditionally, is referring to very specific individuals. Another important verse of the Quran that talks of imama is the last portion of the famous verse of Tathir. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. Just like some other verses that refer to imama, Allah also makes this verse stand out by placing it in a way it does not match the Quranic context it is in. That, tied together with the unquestionable collection of reports that explain who this verse is referring to, this is another Quranic allusion to not only imama, but also the purity of these individuals. We also discussed the verse of Mubahala and explained how, together with the authentic historical reports, it shows the centrality of Ali, Fatima, Hassan and Hussein alayhim salam in the religion. We also touched upon the verse of Mawadda, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَةِ, which once again shows the important role and centrality of the Ahlul Bayt in our faith, and how this is linked to our own benefit and progress in the religion. In brief, there are very many verses that allude to imama and the specific person of Ali and the Ahlul Bayt, all of this showing that the essence of imama and the centrality of these personalities is clearly mentioned in the Quran. And just like many of the pillars of religion, the details of this pillar are left for the Prophet to expand upon, something we will see in the next sessions where we discuss the details of imama in the ahadith. This was a quick recap with minimal details, so make sure to not miss out on the elaborations in session 6 to really appreciate what these verses of the Quran are talking about.